Millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Members of the U.S. military in Iraq remain on high alert after a rocket attack earlier today outside the embassy in Baghdad. No casualties were reported. The Trump administration did recently order U.S. diplomatic personnel out of Iraq because of concerns about heightened tensions with Iran. And on Twitter yesterday, the president wrote, quote, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran." Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says U.S. support for an economic development plan in Mexico and Central America is the best option for stemming the flow of immigrants into the United States. The United Nations Economic Commission for Latin America laying out a roadmap on Monday morning for a regional development plan, and the Mexican president says it's an advance towards a U.S. agreement with the region's governments. The U.S. and Mexico are discussing an arrangement under which the U.S. government would guarantee about $10 billion in development investments for Mexico and Central America. And were you among the tens of millions who watched the series finale of Game of Thrones last night? Because you might have noticed something out of place. Earlier in the series, a coffee cup showed up, and now it was a plastic water bottle that showed up during a scene in the finale of the HBO series. That water bottle only on screen for a brief moment, but it was quickly shared on social media. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are ready to take the bull by the horns, and we have Lude in the studio today.
Folks, Ludwig von Wiedemdorski is in the studio, and I am Mike Hewitt. Ludwig, let's dive right into this, because I'm trying to get my head around this, and I need your help. And that scares the bejeebers out of me, just the idea that I need your help.
Oh, gosh.
That's what I was thinking. So listen, I'm reading from FoxNews.com, and this is an article from midweek. It shows Frank Lutz, and I like Frank Lutz. I think he does a nice job with upholstering. I truthfully don't know where his politics is, left or right. I guess I don't care. I like to watch his groups.
Yeah, he would be considered right. He's not a Trump guy, though.
Well, we'll save that for another show. So here's the caption, folks. This is what drew my attention. Genuine AOC would be Dems' best bet against Trump. And that's just the first part of the title, but I got to stop myself there. So he's saying, let me get my head around this, Lud. You looked at the article, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's saying that the Democrats, if only she could run for president, but she's constitutionally too young. Got to be 35, she's 29. Oh, jeepers, I hate that constitutional stuff. But he's saying that according to the polls he's done, that she is the real deal, and that all the rest of the field of the Democratic primary candidates are all trying to be something that they're not. But she's the real deal, if only she could run. when I look at her, listen, I know I'm a partisan. I get it. I am a conservative. And I don't mean to be nasty when I say this next thing. I'm not trying to be shrill. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. But listen, she comes across as dumber than an ice cube.
She's an idiot.
Well, see, now you cut right to it. I'm trying to be politically correct.
No, she ain't politically correct. She's an idiot. Do you remember in the 90s, Jessica Simpson, who was a singer?
Folks, you should see his face when he says that. He's like all intense and everything.
She used to get made fun of because she was like, hey, I didn't know buffaloes had wings. Or tuna's the chicken of the sea. She used to get made fun of for this. She's so dumb. I mean, people legitimately thought she was the dumbest person alive. AOC is a reinvention of that.
You really think so?
Yes, and she's in Congress.
Listen, but the Democrats, according to Frank Lutz, I'm not a Democrat, so I can't, folks, I'm not wanting to tell you that I know something. I'm only reading what Frank Lutz says. And he says that the Democrat voters, this has been my age-old question, is it just Democrat leadership that are a bunch of nitwits, or is the Democrat voters grassroots folks? Where's the disconnect? And I've truly, it's a mystery to me. It would be an enigma to me. So when I look at this, and he's saying that the groups he's polling are saying she is it, I can't get my head around it. I said, we really have reached unreconcilable differences.
Are they polling like third graders? Because anybody who's got an ounce of intelligence.
See, now you're just still being mean-spirited.
Honest.
You think she's dumb?
Yes.
I don't know if she's dumb.
She believes what she says.
I don't know if she believes what she says, and that's yours and my disagreement.
I think she does.
See, I think she's fake as can be. Her mama leaves New York to go to Florida to save taxes because the taxes are too high. I'm going, wait a minute. You raised a Marxist. How can that be? And then, hang on, and then you got the case of the $800,000 missing dollars from the campaign, some PAC organization that she was one of three members on. These things don't, and by the way, folks, there's a list of these kind of things. Those aren't the kind of things that a nitwit does that happens to also be a socialist, but I repeat myself. So
there's your point.
But I don't believe her. I think it's all a big fake. I do.
I don't.
Just telling you.
I see these kids in college all the time.
That's terrible. Folks, just so you the background here is Ludwig is a professor at an undisclosed university.
Yeah. Yeah. She is the epitome of what I see at times, and she believes it. I don't think she is the one who said, let's take $800,000. I think the people around her said, hey, you should do this because it's going to help people. And she went, oh, really? Okay.
You think that?
Yes.
I think she thought it would help herself. Same as her mother thought it would help herself to avoid the big taxes that her daughter is an advocate of.
I can tell you firsthand, just because you have two smart parents doesn't mean you have smart kids, because my brother is as dumb as a rock.
I was just going to say your folks are pointing at you with that one.
They're pointing at my brother. He is an idiot. But
the brother that I know?
Yeah, but he's doing awesome in his career, so I am proud of him.
I was just going to say, he's like way miles in front of you.
He is. He's doing phenomenal. He's not smart, though. He'll tell you that.
So the idiot is a rocket when it comes to success, but he's an idiot.
Yes.
And she's a congresswoman.
She's successful, but she's an idiot.
So maybe you should be an idiot.
I can't.
Well,
I try.
You are, and it's not.
I try, at least for an hour a day.
It's tough, folks. All right. He also goes on to say, O'Rourke reset was dumbest move ever.
Yeah.
But keeping in mind that Spartacus has done a reset, and so has Kamala Harris. All three of these have done resets. Aren't they all directly the result of Biden stealing all the oxygen out of the Democratic Party?
Yeah.
And then there's the disconnect for me, because if Biden takes the lead instantly and hugely, by the way, even blowing off Bernie, and then Frank Lutz says, well, okay, yeah, but she would be the leader if she could be. Well, how do you fit that in the same party? How can Biden be the overwhelming leader of that, the polling for Democrats? But if it weren't for the Constitution, she would be the ringleader. But those two are not even in the same universe.
I don't know if that's true.
Which part?
That she would beat Biden. The left is obviously more touchy-feely. We know that. Biden, people genuinely like him.
You like him?
He looks like a cool dude. I wouldn't have around my kids, but he looks like a cool dude.
You really think he looks like a cool guy? to me, looks like a thief. I'm just being blunt. I think he's a creep, yes, to your point about your children. Yes, he's creepy, creepy Joe. But take that off the table for
a minute. I wouldn't trust him.
When I look at the guy, he looks like a carnival barker. He's a charlatan. He's a snake oil salesman. Folks, and I'm not being partisan. I'd say the same thing if this guy was a Republican. I don't trust his mannerisms. And everything that we're learning, even Frank Lutz talks about how all of the news is all about him, and that's not been necessarily all good.
No. Thanks a lot to your friend here, AOC.
The only thing that's had attention is Joe Biden, and it hasn't all been good attention. That's Frank Lutz. When I look at him, I see a thief. That's who I see. I don't see a leftist thief or a right-wing thief or a bipartisan thief. He's just a common thief.
So isn't that a politician?
I know some good ones.
There's some good ones. There's always some good ones.
Listen, I like Bill Heisinger. I don't always agree with Bill, but I like Bill. I don't think he's a thief.
No.
Paul Mitchell's been on the show several times. I think he's a genuine guy. Do I agree with him on everything? I don't know anybody. I don't even agree with myself on everything.
Yeah.
Just the reality of it. I think they're good people. So when we get into the populist rot gut about all politicians are rotten, I kind of reject that as being childlike thinking. No disrespect to you.
Well, I didn't say all, by the way.
But when I look at AOC, listen, I see the same thing as I just articulated about Biden. I don't see a nice, genuine person. And frankly, I don't want to have beer with either one of them to use that test. You know, the Democrat test, who do you want to have a beer with? That's not what I want out of a leader anyhow.
No. No, I don't either. But
was your brother just blowing up your text?
No, he can't figure it out.
Oh, you're going to pay for that one.
Listen, I do think that AOC has a genuine quality, and that's what people like about her.
Yep.
Because I believe she genuinely believes this stuff. But the whole other field is all fake. Kamala Harris is fake. Spartacus is fake. Klobuchar is fake. Buttigieg is fake. They're all fake.
You think Buttigieg is fake?
Yes, they're all really? Fake. They're all playing a role.
Playing a part in a picture show.
That's all it is.
Goes the old line.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like Buttigieg's politics. But I thought he was one of the more genuine in that world. Spartacus is fake. I agree. He's terrible.
Yeah.
His history is so much fun to read. This guy's political history. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, but we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, taking care of what we need to today. Just got to get it done.
I think you're absolutely right. Listen, Ludwig, I don't want to make the show out of this, but it's a point you and I have touched on a few times over the last week, so I just want to give folks some direction. If you go to ZeroHedge.com, there's an article written on here by Pat Buchanan, and the title of it is Tariffs: The Taxes That Made America Great. It is an interesting article because when you watch CNN or MSNBC at all, they are absolutely the sky is falling over this trade war that they like to call it, because they're fear-mongers is what they're doing. These are basic negotiation 101 lessons. But to use the word tariff and have it cause folks fear is just a fascinating phenomenon to me. I'd mentioned the other day that this is how we funded the United States from our founding, actually before our founding, through the Civil War. And so to pretend that it's this foreign, terrible, evil thing that President Trump is doing is to immediately acknowledge up front that the folks saying those words, they're right with ALC. They don't have a clue what they're talking about.
Yeah.
They're dumber than a whole basket full of ice cubes. Because first off, what they're saying just isn't so. And it goes to Pat Buchanan's point. It absolutely is to stand in defiance of what made us from a fledgling colonial group to a world power. And to pretend that it was something else is really self-serving politics. What say you, Professor Economist?
Well, I agree that tariffs are necessary. They help found us. And we have one of our most historical events over tariffs. And they're used as a negotiation tool. They're positive when we're talking about countries that are trying to cause economic warfare against us by manipulating their currency, by manipulating the sale of their materials, their supplies, whatever it being. And it's, everybody's got it wrong with Trump. It's not about adding tariffs. It's about if you're going to have one on us, we're going to have one on you. And if it's going to be this level, we're going to make it this level. And if you're putting it on the most important products to us, we're going to put on the most important products to you. It's fair and equal trade is what his goal is. It's not about increasing tariffs. So they're using this term because people don't understand really what a tariff is. They just assume it's a tax on goods. That's it.
But the media rambles, and this is the fun part for me. The media rambles on it ad nauseum about how this is going to cost folks more money. And the irony to it is first off, if you don't want to pay more money, don't buy the Chinese product.
Yeah.
Buy it from Denmark, buy it from Taiwan, buy it from somewhere else. That's the first part. The second part, though, is the fascinating part for me, because the same far-left screwballs that make up the media nowadays that are saying, oh, my goodness, you folks will be paying for these terrible, evil tariffs, these media types are the same ones that advocate for socialism and far-left taxation.
Yep.
I go, wait a minute, how come you love, love, love this taxation, but you don't care so much for that taxation?
You're going to pay on this product tariff, but we want universal health care.
So it's the same thing as when I get into the corporate tax argument on the show here and in real life. Corporations don't pay tax. So all you folks on the far left and you folks in the media that are clapping like penguins with excitement when you hear about how some corporation got dinged with tax, corporation ain't going to pay that tax. The consumers are.
Yeah, watch the price of the
that
product or
service. Product is going to go up. It's in there just like Ragu. And the same people that are using fear-mongering over the tariff concept, the exact same people are advocates of things like Governor Gretchen Taxmore and her gas tax, or the screwballs down in Illinois now doing the same thing. You go, wait a minute, how do they, this is the ugliest self-servingest politics that I've ever seen. And listen, folks, I'm a free market, no tax kind of person. So we're arguing about, do I like this ugly form of tax or that ugly form of tax? They're not doing that. They're being partisan with the taxes that they like.
Yeah,
if they'd have come up with this concept, they'd have loved it.
With the tariff tax, you get a choice in paying that tax or not. If you don't like the
you
paying
don't
that
just
tariff,
don't buy it.
But you don't have that choice when you're taxing me to increase health care to universal or gas taxes or on the toaster that's made everywhere.
But listen, it goes all the way down. You can go buy Q-tips. And all of the product companies that were involved in making that box of Q-tips are just chock full of tax. All of those companies are getting whacked, including the distribution companies.
Yeah.
Including the store where you're purchasing. So they're all getting whacked. Imagine what the property tax on your average Walgreens is. Just the property tax. It's in there. Guess who's paying for it, folks? You are when you bought the Q-tips.
Yeah, it's called overhead.
But somehow these screwballs that are coming out now against this, they're going to tax us. You've been voting for it your entire life, advocating for screwballs like AOC and Bernie Sanders, and suddenly you don't like tax? Oh, throw up.
Jerome Powell, the chair of the Fed, just in March had a discussion on these tariffs. He said there's no indicator in the market that they're having any negative effect.
None.
And that's the truth. That's coming from the Fed chair, who's non-bipartisan.
Supposedly, but he is.
Well, I mean,
listen, he's got his own. Everyone's got some kind of political lean. I know he's not supposed to,
because
even the Supreme Court has got a little political lean.
He's not vocal about it.
Right.
And
not like you.
Yeah, no. I mean, him and Trump had a go at it a little while ago.
Right.
So it's the truth. It's fact. Look at the market. Look at everything going on in the world market. It's not having a negative impact.
Listen, I got to tell you got to underline what I said. I want government to get out of my way.
Yep.
But, and it goes to things like Justin Amash. Let me take a shot at him by accident here. If you go to Washington, D.C., and you're just bringing your bag of no votes, you are not going to be an advocate for liberty. You're not going to get rid of any regulation. You're not going to get rid of any tax. You're just a bag of no votes. So you've got to be a little bit of a pragmatist here. I don't want any tax. I don't want any regulation. On the other hand, when I go into a room of 100 people and we're all casting votes, I know I'm not going to win on some.
Yeah.
So you go and you make trades and you make a deal and you move on. That's how I see tariffs. That's how I see it both as a consumer and how I see it when President Trump is using it as a tool to negotiate. That's how I see it. It's a tool to negotiate. It's part of what I got to give up to get what I want.
Yeah. We got it. Just stick with him.
I'll tell you
it's
what.
Working.
It's working because China didn't flip us off and get up and walk out of the room.
No.
China's got if you sit down and write a list, you do the Benjamin Franklin close, the things that they get and the things that they got to give, China's got way more to lose than we do. That's why they're still bellied up to the bar going, okay, we don't like you. Let's sit down for another couple hours and talk.
Their economy is based off of ours.
Yeah.
They don't have us. They have nothing.
Almost entirely. And they've got an economy, folks, that's so fake They got cities built all over the place that are empty. They've just created cities out of busy work.
Yeah.
That's what the cities are there for, is for busy work. Now, I would maintain we've got the same thing also. We just spread it out across our counties all across the United States.
Like the bridge to nowhere?
Not just the bridge. Go to the courthouse in Grand Haven. Big, gigantic, beautiful marble building, and it's half full.
Yeah.
It's been there for a decade. You go, why is this half full? Well, we got some grant money. So, did you build it because we didn't need it because you got, like, mini pearl? You left the tag on it, by the way. So it's kind of like China. They built one big city that's empty. We've got little buildings all over the place.
Oh.
And if it moves, let's call that a park. We love some park. Give us some money because we like parks a lot.
We need another park. It's for the children.
It's for the children. Well, wait a minute. What's it cost to maintain those parks? Stop that, Mike. Quit asking those parks.
For the kids. Do the kids have a price tag on them? Oh, you're over the kids. It's for the elderly.
So we got more in common with China than we think that we do. They just one big blob and call it an empty city. And we got little blobs in every county called parks and empty buildings.
Yeah, we just mix it in.
I don't know. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
So you sit down and you do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs, your bills, your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would help? What would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. And that is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. MediShare is a Christian health care sharing ministry, and it works. No wonder more than 400,000 people are doing this now. And look, whether you're single or married or you have kids, this can make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. Just think what you could do with $500 a month. That can cover a car payment or payback loans or whatever. Join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Find out more. The MediShare people are so easy to talk to. They can answer any questions. They're super friendly. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A domestic disturbance leads to a shooting of three police officers in Auburn, Alabama, late yesterday. A police spokesman says
three officers were injured, one of them fatally. Two were serious, but both of them will be expected to recover.
Now, late word is a suspect is in custody after killing that one cop and injuring the two others. As Grady Wayne Wilkes was captured this morning, the shooting took place as police were responding to a domestic disturbance, but Wilkes showed up dressed in camouflage and body armor when he shot those officers. Democratic Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he will sign a restrictive abortion bill if it reaches his desk. Lawmakers close to passing the heartbeat bill to restrict abortions after about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación, e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. You ought to be there soon, maybe there every day. RenegadeRiver.com.
Brilliance, I'm telling you, more brilliance, folks. Listen, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Ludwig, I'm reading from ZeroHedge.com. Putin, one of your favorite guys.
Oh, yeah.
Putin says, time to restore ties after Pompey met with his counterpart. And by the way, Putin and Lavrov spar on election meddling Venezuela and Iran. So the topics were on the table that are the issues of our times as it relates to Russia. But Putin's overall writing message here is time to restore ties, his words. What say you, Ludwig?
I think he's seeing the way Trump's handling business and sweating a little bit that he's not going to be ruling the world like he may have thought he was going to in 2016, and probably should get on the side of Trump.
Listen, I think some of it's that, but one of the things that we have a tendency of doing in our media is viewing Russia through a 40-year-old lens.
Mm-hmm.
Russia is not the Soviet Union. Russia doesn't have a fraction of the financial authority or military authority that the Soviet Union did. They're roughly a third of what they were,
yep,
and significantly below the United States. And not because I'm thinking we're exceptional, although we are, but they're below the United Kingdom. They're below Germany. They're not a fraction of what they were. And so Putin, one of the things he got out of all of this is it put them on the world stage as our equal, but that doesn't make them our equal. And Putin is smart enough to know you're only going to get so much mileage out of that vehicle. It's only going to take you so far because you've got oil. He's got oil issues economically, the embargoes that are going on with Middle East, some of the things that Trump is doing, even with North Korea, they're having a negative impact on Putin.
Yep.
He's not going to say that. He's not going to get on MSNBC and just say, jeepers, that's hurting. But it's hurting.
Yep.
And so he's got to find a way. How do I keep the stature I've created? How do I still get to look like the leader of the Soviet Union, even though I'm not, while finding a way to get this nightmare behind him and us?
I figured you just got a reset button and you went and pushed the button.
Well, it didn't work for Hillary.
Oh.
And it didn't work for Beto O'Rourke.
Oh.
It isn't working for Spartacus. It didn't work for Kamala Harris.
Oh,
dang. I don't think it's going to work for Putin either.
Well, I mean, Putin just scored 8 goals against former NHL All-Stars.
Is this the same reset button? They just keep passing it around?
Yeah. That's why it broke on Hillary.
Staples has got to be very happy with that whole thing. They're going, wait, ours works.
Yeah, ours works. Just hit the red button. I think it's important for us to, having Russia as an ally is much better than having them as an enemy.
Right.
Because in that region, it is China and Russia who rule the region. Regardless of the USSR or not, they still have their major player in the geopolitical part.
They are a major regional player.
Yes.
That would be an accurate thing to say. To say that they're on the world stage as a superpower would be inaccurate.
Yes.
But to say that, in this case, Russia, Putin, wants to have that image. But listen, we were talking off the air, folks, Ludwig and I were, about what Putin's agenda with the 2016 election. Did he meddle? Yes.
Yeah.
We've never questioned that.
Obama knew it. He said it.
Yeah, and that's never been a question on the show or anybody that's reasonably minded. It's a historical fact. Not only did Obama acknowledge it, but Russia acknowledged it at the time. Russia has always meddled in our election.
As we had theirs.
But Russia's M.O. Russia's mode of operation has historically been, was to say, we're going to figure out who the winner is going to be, and then we're going to work to undermine and destabilize that winner. That's what they did with G.W. Bush. It's what they did with Clinton. It's what they've always historically done. That's their strategy. So at the time, if you roll back to the hands of time, I got to tell you, most of us didn't think that Trump's success was a given. I didn't know that he was going to win. I really didn't.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you said it, so you're the hero for the day.
Yes.
I wasn't convinced. I don't know a lot of folks that are in the political vacuum and said, this is a gimme. We're out on the golf course, and it was so close, just give it to me. Buy me a beer, and let's go. I don't know anyone that thought it was going to be that close.
No, I didn't think it was that close.
So if you'd have did a survey at the time, forget who you support. If you just ask the Vegas question of who do you think is going to win, I think the majority of Americans from both sides of the divide thought Hillary was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Putin. And so Putin did what Putin always does, what Russia has always done. They tried to destabilize our victor. Didn't work because it blew up in everybody's face.
Well, actually, kind of did.
They did.
They did disrupt the victor. We've had 2 years of an investigation.
Yeah, but that wasn't Putin anymore.
That was by accident.
That was accidental on his part.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think he could have ever predicted that the Democrats would be this unhinged.
No. That's what I mean is he got the result he wanted. Actually, even better, probably.
Yeah.
By accident.
I think he sat over there and giggled and clapped like a penguin and went, wowzers, we should have stepped in that one for him.
I would have loved to be in the meeting with him and Trump and Putin just laughing. I bet it's the only time he's ever laughed. Going, your country are idiots. We paid her. We did everything for her, and they think it's you. Ha ha, you clown.
There's probably some truth to that. Listen, let's change gears. I'm reading a story, folks, from FoxNews.com. America's largest cities drowning in debt, with Chicago leading the way. Study finds.
Is Chicago only leading the way because we bailed out Detroit already?
America's top, well, here, Detroit's not in the top 10 anymore.
Yeah.
America's top 10 largest cities, largely Democrat strongholds, let me correct them. They're not largely, they are entirely. Not largely, not kind of, sort of, not yup, entirely Democrat controlled.
No exceptions to the rule?
There's no exceptions. There's no marginals. Of debatable error. There's no 60-40s. They're entirely 100% Democrat.
Even Dallas?
Yes, especially Dallas. They're screwballs. So America's 10 largest cities, largely Democrat strongholds, are drowning in municipal debt, according to a new report from governing watchdog Truth in Accounting. The report sought out to determine what overlapping financial entities mean for taxpayers' bottom line. Truth in Accounting said its purpose was to calculate the various bills, surpluses when available at the city government level, and divide them up. But listen, we've talked about this topic a lot, and here's how we've been addressing it. We keep hearing about $22 or $23 trillion in federal debt, and every time we've had that conversation, I've added on to you, that does not look at state-level debts. Look at Illinois. Illinois is swimming as a state in debt, and Chicago is worse. You've got counties that are in this radio audience right now that are in debt, and their pension funds are upside down. We've had a good economy for two-plus years.
Yeah.
And they've talk about overpromised and under-delivered. That's just the bottom line. But we never add all that stuff into the debt. If we did $23 trillion, we'd be pushing $50 trillion. Think about that for a minute. If we looked at all of the government debts at all levels of government, added it up to one number, it'd be in excess of $50 trillion. That's incredible to me. Guess who owes it? Not those screwballs that are in there voting for this nonsense. The people do.
Well, and then you see things like New York City obviously trying to help their tax burden by reducing it, by adding taxes, like on soda.
So folks are leaving.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm out of here then. So now your tax burden's worse. Good job.
Right.
Instead of bringing people in, or you have AOC saying we don't want Amazon to get a subsidy to bring in 25,000 jobs.
She was so misunderstood, Len.
It was. She just is misstated.
She was confused.
She was misspoke.
She should be the next president.
She should, and she should be the next face of Amazon.
If it were only for that Constitution, she'd be the next president.
I would have her in my marketing campaign to Amazon if I was a city, yep. saying we don't have her.
Yeah, all true. True. Guess what? We're anywhere but there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, I think that we as a population, honest, not Democrat, not Republican, we as a people need to step back and look at it. When you start talking about debt loads of $50 trillion, my sister would say, tell me what it means to me. It means you owe more money in taxes than you've ever owned in your personal debt. That's insane to say. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Hi, I'm Mark Spitz. I've been swimming all my life. I've won gold medals, even broken world records, but that doesn't mean that I'll go boating without wearing my life jacket. Even if you're a good swimmer, please wear your life jacket. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the United States Coast Guard.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You are listening to the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and we've made it to that portion where we have to say, this is the Enigma Report.
Folks, it is an enigma to me. Ludwig, I'm reading an article, title of the article, Cuba Violently Shuts Down Illegal Gay Pride Parade. And when I say violently, I am talking whooping some butt. They were putting the hurt on some humans. And listen, I'm not taking a position on the gay issue right now. I'm asking the enigma question. The gay community, not in total, but largely, supports far-left politicians and politics. Is that a true statement?
Yes.
But listen, I can't find an example of a socialist state that doesn't treat the gay community just exactly like the Cuban government is treating these citizens. These are their own citizens. Forget what they do in bed. I don't care about that.
No.
They're hurting people. And I don't, it's almost like the Jewish community supporting the Democrat Party while the Democrat Party is advocating people like Omar and Tlaib. I don't understand that. And I don't understand why the gay community supports something that you know what history and contemporary fact says is at the end of this road for them. Lud, help me out. What am I missing here to make this not work?
The people that are here think that this can't happen here.
It can't happen here. Why?
Because we have the Constitution. They don't realize that the Constitution is preventing that from happening.
But the far left doesn't like our Constitution that you're saying that they're depending on to protect them from this.
Yeah.
I don't know. How does that add up? You trying to stack up my Enigma report?
Just a little. historically,
yep,
these same countries have persecuted and murdered gays.
Yep.
They still are today.
Yep.
Go to the Middle East, go in the middle of the street in Tehran and say, I'm gay, I'm loud, I'm proud, and they're going to stone you right there.
Yep.
Same thing in Russia.
Tell Tlaib or Omar over, tell those folks, forget having to go to, you don't have to go to the Middle East.
No.
I'll get myself in the deep waters here, but go to a place like from Dearborn.
Yeah.
Go to, listen.
Parts of Minneapolis.
Any state government. And I'm not talking about State of the Union. And I'm not talking about Illinois. Any state government that is enveloped in socialism is going to trounce on your rights if you're a gay person. It's just a fact. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to like me. You can hate me. You can be screaming at your radio. All those things will not change the fact that that's not how socialism works when it becomes your state government's engine.
I hate it when people say Republicans or conservatives are against gay people. I have direct gay family members. I don't care that they are at all. And I hate it when they say they're going to take away our rights. What rights? We're not taking away any rights. I want everybody protected equally.
Right.
That's how it should be. You're a citizen of the United States. You get the same rights no matter what you are, what you look like. And I know you feel that way. I know Brian does. I know Miles does. Every person I know that's in the Republican Party doesn't go, we want these rights except for if you're gay. But you do see this in the socialist countries, though.
Every time. Not like sometimes. Cuba's communist regime sent police to beat and violently haul away some of the estimated 300 people congregating in Havana Saturday for an illegal gay pride match organized after the regime canceled the annual Castro-led Conga Against Homophobia. Conga Against Homophobia. So you go, wait a minute. So you were going to do that, but you canceled it. And this is the answer to it. We're going to cancel the anti-homophobic thing, then we're going to be homophobic.
Yeah.
And then we've got folks in the United States that are demanding equal rights, voting for the kind of ideology that we're reading about here in this news article. Listen, that's an enigma to me. And yep, it's like I mentioned, it's an enigma, same as the Jewish folks voting for far-left socialists when they're actually defending some of the outrageous things that Tlaib and Omar are saying. You're going, really? That's centrist in your party now?
Yeah.
And the Jewish folks are going to, what? You want Israel to fail and you want Palestine, and then the Jewish folks are going to vote for you. How does that add up? To me, it's the same. I don't get that. It's an enigma to me.
I don't get it at all. They talk about oppression here, and then you can even take this to the woman thing, that women don't have the same rights. Name a right they don't have that men have in America. But then go look at the countries you're supporting and you're openly speaking in support of and say, okay, what rights do women not have there? A lot. But you're saying that we're oppressed here?
Right. But part of this goes to education, Professor.
Yeah.
So there's the story about the white, young, middle-aged woman who's extremely successful. Several thousand square foot home. She's the chief breadwinner of the home. Two Mercedes Benzes in the driveway. And her teenage daughter wants to go on the women's march. And so the breadwinner, the woman, is saying to the daughter, what exactly do we not have? Look around you. She's waving her hands at the house and the cars and the bank accounts. What exactly have I been deprived of?
I get an email yesterday from a former student. Asked me about white privilege.
Yep.
He said one of his professors was discussing this in class. And what he says is, I have no clue what is white privilege, what white privilege is, and I don't believe it's true. For one reason, I am black and white with an exclamation point. How does white privilege, will it be entitled to?
What's he entitled?
What's he entitled to?
Only half of them is entitled.
Yeah. Like, this is obviously a mixed-race student emailing me going, I don't believe this.
Right.
And I have a teacher espousing it. And he goes, I'm half black and half white.
Yeah.
What white privilege? Where does this exist?
So half of them is privileged and the other half of them is mistreated?
Yeah. So we only bag on him half the day. And then he flips to the white side and we embrace him.
Yeah. Some of it's nonsensical. You can't make sense out of it because it's all designed to motivate, cause fear, get campaign contributions.
If you wrote a book on this,
they'd think you're nuts. Yeah.
There's no way that's happening.
Speaking of that, this is the 70th anniversary for the writing of the book 1984.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute, because it sounds like 1984 was written about contemporary times.
Yeah.
But it's actually 70 years. It's a birthday time for the book. That's a fascinating thing to me, 1984, because you read it and you go, this guy must have had a vision as to what was going to be. He missed it by some time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't in 84. 84, we still had most of our feet on the ground. But beyond that, if you looked at it in contemporary times, folks, if you've not read the book, read that. Read Animal House.
Yep. Animal Farm.
Animal Farm. Animal House was the fun one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Toga. Toga.
Brian Big Grin cracks up on his face.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. We're the right age to remember that.
It was a classic by the time I watched it.
All right. This is where Miles and I don't think him and I agree on this. I don't know where you're at on it. Armed patriots vow continued patrols as monthly border crossings reach 100,000. Think about that for a minute, folks. 100. I don't care what your position is on the topic of illegal immigration. There has to be a number. There's got to be a limit that the majority of Americans can agree on.
Yeah.
Listen, there's got to be a number. Is a million too much? Is 5 million too much? What number do we put on the straw that breaks the camel's back?
Wasn't it in the 70s when they increased it to 1 million legal immigrants? It was only 100,000 not too long ago.
Of legal immigrants.
A year, yeah.
But we've got 100,000 illegal immigrants pouring across the border. And I just saw another report that said almost half of all of our federal prisoners are illegals that have broken our federal laws.
I think these guys are doing the right thing.
But listen, it's vigilanteism.
It's not.
And you saw they arrested the leader of this group.
Yeah, it's not. The Second Amendment protects this and actually states this is what you should be doing. Because a tyrannical government would allow its government to be overrun. And we're stopping that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because these folks are saying the feds aren't doing it, the state isn't doing it, we're going to do it.
That's why we have it.
You think so?
Yeah. That's why we haven't had a North Korea or a China try to invade us.
And folks, just so you know, the people that are in these groups, they're local property owners down there going, wow, what are you doing to us?
Yeah, and they're people like lawyers and dentists
and teachers. They'll go find one screwball that doesn't agree when they want an open border. There'll be one person on that whole Texas line. They'll interview that person 50 billion times.
Yeah.
I don't know. Folks, you do enjoy your day. Have a great, great day. We'll see you as soon as we possibly can. Lud, Brian, thank you. Folks, see you soon.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A domestic disturbance leads to a shooting of three police officers in Auburn, Alabama, late yesterday. A police spokesman says
three officers were injured, one of them fatally. Two were serious, but both of them will be expected to recover.
Now, late word is a suspect is in custody after killing that one cop and injuring the two others. As Grady Wayne Wilkes was captured this morning, the shooting took place as police were responding to a domestic disturbance, but Wilkes showed up dressed in camouflage and body armor when he shot those officers. Democratic Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he will sign a restrictive abortion bill if it reaches his desk. Lawmakers close to passing the heartbeat bill to restrict abortions after about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. And this is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98. $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
President Trump is heading to battleground Pennsylvania for a campaign rally this evening. Trump narrowly won Pennsylvania in 2016, and the Keystone State's a key part of his reelection strategy as Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden grew up in Scranton. After days when it seemed there were efforts by the administration to de-escalate tensions with Iran, President Trump tweets yesterday, quote, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran," also warning Iran not to threaten the United States. Also, in an interview that aired last night on Fox News, the president said many military generals have told him about Iran's continued activities across the Middle East.
And they had 14 or 15 sites where there was nothing but war, problems. Every single one of those sites was instigated by Iran.
Louisiana lawmakers expected to vote today on an amendment that would make abortion in that state unconstitutional. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Members of the U.S. military in Iraq remain on high alert after a rocket attack earlier today outside the embassy in Baghdad. No casualties were reported. The Trump administration did recently order U.S. diplomatic personnel out of Iraq because of concerns about heightened tensions with Iran. And on Twitter yesterday, the president wrote, quote, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran." Mexico's President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador says U.S. support for an economic development plan in Mexico and Central America is the best option for stemming the flow of immigrants into the United States. The United Nations Economic Commission for Latin America laying out a roadmap on Monday morning for a regional development plan, and the Mexican president says it's an advance towards a U.S. agreement with the region's governments. The U.S. and Mexico are discussing an arrangement under which the U.S. government would guarantee about $10 billion in development investments for Mexico and Central America. And were you among the tens of millions who watched the series finale of Game of Thrones last night? Because you might have noticed something out of place. Earlier in the series, a coffee